Radio.
If there was ever an excuse for nuclear war, it's Washington, D.C.
Ja, in če je bil kdaj dober razlog za to, da v Cross Radio vrtimo Trans Am, washingtonske heroje elektroroka, je to njihov nedavni nastop v ljubljanskem kudu France Prešeren in intervju, ki smo ga z njimi imeli na Radio Študent. Dobrodošli torej v ljubljanskem delu Cross Radia. Poslušali bomo Trans Am in njihovega glasnogovornika Nathana Minsa, kako govori o novem albumu Liberation, ki je v celoti posvečen kritiki Bushove vladavine.
Trans Am, on this tour you're presenting your new album, Liberation.
Yes.
So tell me, liberation from what?
Yes. Well, I don't know, I mean, you know, the most obvious thing that's running through the album is like political statement, anti sort of what's been happening in the United States, both domestically and internationally. You know, the word liberation has obviously been used a lot by our president and in describing and explaining why we're doing what we're doing in terms of invading and bombing other people. And it also gets tied into, you know, in a certain way, why they've stripped civil rights in the United States as well, why they're holding people and sending foreigners out of the country, you know, permanently and somewhat dubious legality. You know, it might not really be quite within the scope of the law, but, you know, this word liberation is thrown out there as a justification for it, you know, so it's sort of a sarcastic usage in a way, you know.
So liberation of that kind of liberation.
Yeah, okay, it could be. Could be liberation from liberation, yeah. And we did this album because we felt, the new album, because we felt sort of a need to do it and a certain amount of anger, and this was really what it was easy for all of us to focus on, you know. But, you know, I think the show is probably more fun than last, you know, 2 years ago, whenever the TA album came out. You know, but I think all of our albums are kind of different in that way. And there was about a year and a half, 2 years between things that happened. And it's kind of funny, we were actually recording parts of TA right as we recorded one of the songs, actually wrote and recorded one of the songs, like, the day after the planes flew into the building. You know, the buildings, you know, there was like sort of this, you know, cosmic shift, at least for a few days. You know, people were nice to each other and stuff like that. And it changed the sort of the tone of the world. Maybe more in the U.S. now than in Europe. I don't know, maybe people sort of like don't really think about it as much anymore because their governments aren't as directly involved. But, you know, we've been trying to make a party album for a long time. And we made TA, and, you know, we might be getting dangerously successful at doing what we set out to do, you know, like we wanted to make a party record, and when we made Future World too, and that was kind of a weird party, I don't know. But I think also, like, the Liberation album, to me it sounds like a lot of, it sounds like lots of pieces from all the different albums kind of put together. I mean, like, at least the last four albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Future World album is about, kind of about, like a science fiction dystopia, but it's sort of like a vague one, like sort of a fictional one, you know? And the Liberation album is sort of the same thing, except for it's about a real one, which is the United States right now. You know, because sometimes it seems like Bush is sort of, and his whoever's, you know, calling the shots over there, making up these agendas, read some science fiction books like Philip K. Dick or George Orwell or something and thought that these were like models that should be followed for government. I guess my thinking more overall about making a political album is just, as much as it is a political album, is I mean, the route that most people seem to take is ignoring what's going on or sort of making light of it or making fun of it, you know, or watching a talk show that makes fun of it and feeling better about yourself, you know. And it's just sort of like, you know, there's lots and lots and lots of people in the U.S., a lot of them artists or musicians, who are really, really upset with what's happened and really depressed by it. And you know, I mean, one response is to just say, well, we're just going to ignore it and go about doing our own thing. And, you know, but I think at a certain point, and I think we reached that point a while ago, you can't ignore what's going on in the world. And it's not like it's unfun or unhappy or, you know, I mean, it's about partying. You know, it's about having a good time. It's about being able to do that and feel good about the world, you know. And there's a certain amount of bleakness in partying to escape the fact that, you know, you're bombing the shit out of another country, you know, and that the money that your money is being used to do this, you know, millions and billions of dollars is being, you know, that's silly, ultimately. You know, I mean, you don't have to worry about every little thing, but this is not a little thing. This is huge, you know, what's going on there.
To je bilo za danes vse iz Ljubljane, poslavljamo pa se s Trensem in komadom White Rhino. Čau!
There's our persistent area cloud, and it is beginning to move off, and there's a general area of high pressure that tomorrow will be pushing in on us, so that's going to be clearing things out, and then as that does, we'll be getting into some westerly winds, too, so that'll help really dry things out, and also bring in some warm air, so as it is, it does, and we're in Washington there, those evening showers coming through, and finally, late tonight, we begin breaking up, and there's the sunshine, although we'll be all over the east, there'll still be a lot of lingering clouds up to our north.
Washington.
What the fuck is?
My white rhino.